Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. In about a month, a little over a month, we're going to have the third annual ranch retreat, the Confident Man Ranch Retreat in Loveland, Colorado. At these ranch retreats, we talk about confidence. We talk about how horses can teach us about women and relationships. And one of the things we talk about is pressure. We talk about good pressure and bad pressure. And in using these horses to teach you how good pressure looks and how bad pressure looks, you see immediate results with these horses. You start to have lights come on about how bad pressure looks to a horse and how good pressure can actually invite a horse into trusting you and being close to you, just like you want your woman to do. So I have no illusion that this video, 3 or 4 minutes, is going to do anything miraculous for you in your world of women, especially when a woman has said, "I need space." The title of the video is How to Give Her Space Without Giving Up. The horse thing is really easy. It happens in a matter of hours. You see changes real quick. I'm going to tell you things in this video that you may not be able to do real quick because it's too scary. It's too freaky. When a woman says, "I need space," what most men do is the normal thing. They do what they would do with a horse. They yank harder. They push harder. They yell louder. They insist. They pressure. They pull. They bargain. They negotiate. They do anything they can to get the horse to do what they want because they're frustrated, disappointed. They're afraid. And because of those things, we do bad pressure. Those are all bad pressure things on horses. And when your wife says, "I need space," those are all really bad pressure things for her. What does it do? It makes her want to move away and run away even faster than she was already moving away. So what is good pressure? With the horses, good pressure is a very calm, a very confident, a very deliberate, a very, very conscious way of being. It's very zen-like. And I know in this video, you can't just get zen-like right away, but for some of you, a light will come on when I tell you about the distinction between that bad pressure of desperation and neediness and hurt and anger that we put on people. And the other side of that is good pressure, which is a calmer, more conscious, a longer view, more internally content response that you give a woman when she says, "I need space." What does it sound like, good pressure? It sounds like, "I know you need space. Sometimes I do too. Take as much as you need. I'm not going anywhere." Sometimes it might sound like, "I love you enough to give you all the space you need, and I love myself enough not to freak out over it." It might also sound like, "Go ahead, take all the space you want. I trust you, but I also trust you to honor our relationship and not do anything stupid." It's okay with good pressure to have high expectations for the relationship you want. You can still tell her that, "Sure, take all the time you need. You realize I won't wait forever for you, right? But while we're in this land of limbo of you not knowing what you want, if you want to be near me or with me or even stay with me, I'll give you the time you need because I am secure enough in myself. I am self-reliant enough on my ability to self-soothe and be happy even if you need time away. Go for it, cupcake. Go." That's good pressure. But it's also that kind of confidence and self-reliance and bravado that you have about your own well-being is a good pressure because it lets her know that she doesn't need to run from you. And it also lets her know what she's leaving is an energy of groundedness, an energy of confidence, an energy of masculine security and safety. And this is what everybody wants anyway. You want to create this for yourself. You cannot provide good pressure to a woman if you don't already have a good feeling inside yourself. So much of this work is you finding that grounded, centered, calm, worthy part of yourself. So when stuff like this happens, you don't freak out. You see a woman's bid for space as something that's just another thing to respond to. You don't have to freak out. And even if she decided she was going to leave you forever, you already know that you showed up to this relationship as 100% man, and you'll leave it as 100% man. So as she's going through life changes of her own and going through the I don't know phase of separating away from you, you don't freak out because you realize it's not always all about you. Just like with the horse, her fear, her behavior, her distancing, and all those feelings and emotions she has are not an indication of your unworthiness and not proof that you're a failure. It's just something another human being's going through. I know this is getting all Zen-like and everything. This video is not going to flip that switch for you. But I'm telling you, the opposite of Zen-like behavior is hummingbird craziness. It's questioning, negotiating, bargaining, and it's all the things that make horses and women run from you. So in your quest for personal contentment and happiness, part of it is finding that centered, calm, grounded place in you that allows you to allow people to live their life and to do what they need to do to be happy. So when you say, I love you more to have you go off and be happy, then I need to control you. I love you enough to let you find your happiness instead of making you stay here to make me happy. You have to like yourself enough to say things like that, and that is good pressure. I hope that makes sense for you. Thanks for tuning in today. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.